Hey podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Cometti talks about round 14 and Micnat.
Gold Logie nominee Waleed Ali.
And we asked, who is the famous person that you peed next to? And believe it or not, some people called.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up for Ventura Homes.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh yes, hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
Okay, just running a checklist of Dennis's weekend. Lost phone.
Oh, hang on. Who told you that for a start?
Flat tyre. Did you run over a black cat too, Dan? What's going on?
No, it was a good weekend apart from that. Unfortunately, the phone, I thought it was lost in Fremantle. It was in my wife's car in the garage.
Oh,
and we
okay.
went down to Fremantle and got the flat tyre looking for the phone. Oh. It's all interrelated.
Let's play
me. I can do a flow chart if you like.
We're just really glad that our personal numbers haven't been released out into the public, so thank you.
And they're at the top of the list, in capitals.
Well,
they would have been easy to find.
Good to see you, Den.
It's good to be here. Big story today, of course, is Michael Walters.
Yes.
That's not looking good, I don't think. He'll face a headbutting charge. Last season, similar charge, wasn't there, against the Adelaide Crows. The worst two things in footy are kicking and headbutting. And, well, he's got the headbutting. Tribunals take a very dim view of that. I guess the good news is Fremantle play Carlton next week. So maybe, with or without him, they can win that game. And the Dockers have taken a few hits already going over the weekend. They lost to Melbourne on Saturday, and in the process they lost Jesse Hogan and Stephen Hill to injury. And of course, bad news in the Peel game, Harley Bennell looks to be gone for the season with another leg injury. He's out of contract at the end of the year.
Yes.
And what do you think? He won't get another one.
I would imagine
really.
Time's up, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yep.
Good luck to him, though.
Yep.
In hindsight, very costly exercise, just two token games. And that's what they were when he played those two games, weren't they?
Yeah, I guess they were banking on the quality if he did get back.
So. Well, they were just saying, well, he came in late in the season, remember, and they showed him off saying he's still here
and he can play.
But it didn't go any further than that. And we wish Harley all the best with his rehab.
Absolutely.
And incidentally, that's my blog in the West. The West have asked me to mention that today, talking about Frio and Harley. Another contract? I don't think so.
No.
So that's Michael Walters out of the way. Hopefully he gets off, but I can't see that. And I would imagine the McGovern case will be appealed today by the West Coast Eagles.
Yes.
That game was played last month, wasn't it?
It feels like doesn't it?
Thursday
it's
night.
The Bombers.
Football, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And last night, of course, you've got the State of Origin ending sort of like bookends with that Thursday night game, things at the stadium, and it seems a long time ago. I'm not sure about Thursday night football, but you've got to say the Eagles, they've won 10 games. Well, they won 10 games to this stage last season. They've won 9 this year.
Okay.
So their performance on Thursday night was a precursor to that State of Origin game. Very one-sided. I think right now they might be the best team in the competition, looking at the form of the other front runners. Forget the SCG. They play the bulk of their games at Optus Stadium, and they're becoming scary good on that ground. It's exciting times for the Eagles. I really like them. That performance the other night, Thursday night, last week, was outstanding.
Yeah, so you just ignore the Sydney game the previous
week?
Well,
I do, yes, but we had that discussion a couple of weeks ago. I had no good reasons for ignoring it, but no, I think the SC just doesn't suit them, and that's
sure.
it.
Yeah, true,
yes.
Yeah, so they're looking good. They're looking really good.
Perhaps a Nick Natanui back on board.
Well, I did that game at the weekend. Only Sam Kerr got more publicity over the weekend, didn't
yeah,
she?
True.
Bless her. Terrific.
Yeah.
Going up, he was very solid in the game, incidentally, but going up against McAvoy and Segler this week from Hawthorn, two guys who don't jump, that will suit him down to the ground. So a great game to come back into, too. A lot of interest in that game down at East Fremantle Oval. No one would help look for the phone. They were all worried about what was going on in the middle.
Oh, they're looking for a tyre lever, Dan.
Well, that's something I don't do. I've been known when I've had a flat tyre to go away and hide and leave V there and say she was driving. It's embarrassing when a man, and my father was a motor mechanic.
Oh,
and very good. So you know how it skips a generation sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, in our case, it's skipped two. My son's a wrestler, so the men aren't pulling their weight.
Oh, I just can imagine you just hiding in the bushes on the side of the road with V standing out there hoping someone someone's going to flag down to help her?
Well, no, I wouldn't put her in the hands of strangers. RAC, all the way.
You just have a plaster cast on the standby in the booth. You don't see you. The only way to do it. Call the RAC.
You've done it before.
Of course.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, I did get up and watch the Matildas play the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yes, against the Norwegians.
Yeah.
And, it's always painful to go to a penalty shootout.
Yeah.
And for Sammy Kerr, as you know.
That was so uncharacteristic.
My favourite sports person in the country, Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
You say uncharacteristic. I mean, penalty shootouts, some of the greats have missed penalties. Roberto Baggio, the wonderful Italian striker.
We won't talk about the Perth Glory.
Yeah, it's a lottery. It's a complete lottery. Yeah. And missing a penalty is no shameful thing.
Michael Jordan, the greatest basketballer ever, missed shots.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, he missed, but he made those ones that really counted. But you could see Sam Kerr's disappointment, but her teammates are tears after the game, being eliminated from the World Cup.
Yeah.
Not making the final eight.
No, but I tell you, women's sport is really in a boom time.
When you look
at Ash Barty and the Matildas.
Well, she's my favourite female sports person, my favourite sports
she's
person.
She's awesome.
So, yeah, you got Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
Oh, do I need one? You both looked at me like a quick, find a sports person. Find a hero, Kimber.
Have you got one?
I don't. I need to work on that. But I've never had a sporting hero. Like, I've never followed sports like that when I was younger, so I didn't really understand it.
Who's your hero?
No, I don't have one, like my mum and my dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's not bad. Did your mum play sport? Because your dad used to drag you to 6 hours of cricket.
Oh, yeah, dad was a sporting dude.
Yeah, but
your dad raced cars and all that.
Mum didn't play netball or anything?
No sporty bones in our body on that
Knitting?
Side.
Knitting?
No.
Well, I reckon you could probably go a non-sporting hero. And his name is Waleed Ali. He's have a bit of a crack at winning another gold Logie.
Oh, hello.
Oh, one gold Logie, not enough.
Yeah, because we know that he has got one in the past and he's trying to get another one. And he's on the line right now. Waleed Ali, good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We knew we'd get you.
Waleed, if this was Miss Universe, we'd ask you what you plan to do with your win.
Well, it's a good thing world peace is sorted.
Yes. Yeah, it's so
yeah, that
sorted,
one's taken.
Isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry about that. I know you're making it sound like I'm just being greedy here.
No.
It's not up to me. Like, you realise that, don't you? Like,
yeah.
I'm not. It's not like you put in a job application and then hopefully, sit in front of an interview panel. It just sort of happens, and it's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, voting, of course, opens today. Waleed, have you taken any tips from Scott Morrison's miracle win for your campaign?
Yes, I'm ignoring all the polls.
Okay. Yeah, you can't trust them.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, wasn't it? I figure if you can win when you're not the favourite, then that gives me something of a chance, doesn't it?
Mate, we'd never accuse you of being greedy. No greed, no ridicule. But there is one bloke who we're talking to later in the week. His name is Sam Mack. He's got some history in Perth, but he really wants gold.
Yeah. And fair enough, too. He's a great guy, Sam. I remember because he spent quite a lot of time with us on the project, actually.
Yeah.
He was always an exceptional talent. It was great to have him on. So I figure that no matter what happens, it should be a win for the project, right? Like, I'm hoping that there are enough people who are connected to us that it should all be good fun.
Yeah, it's like a family.
It was great when we had the nominations. I caught up with him there, and it was like one of the very few times we've actually met in person, because most of the time we were talking.
Yeah.
It was via a screen. So to me, he's a guy who constantly has like a TV around his head.
Yeah, true. That shape.
But then in person, he was, there he was all of a sudden. And we haven't yet figured out the date, but we're going to play a song together at some point.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Cool. Well, I mean, we've watched a lot of TV and we realise lately in the ratings it's all been about who can create the biggest drama. So we try to perpetuate the idea that people in media hate each other, that we're none of us like any of the rival stations, that kind of stuff. So if you and Sam could make some kind of song that creates that kind of animosity, it might be might go viral.
Well, you should have told me that before I said nice things about him. He's a jerk.
Yeah. You know that's going to air when he's on. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
You could probably do a performance of Spandau Ballet's Gold. That'll go down well on Mix.
Oh, that's a sensational idea. I hadn't thought about you. Wow. Can you consult for the whole thing?
Yeah,
I've got a feeling you could have some good choreography, some good costuming ideas. I think it could be great.
I want to be executive producer.
Next year, come to us first, Waleed, and then we'll get on the campaign trail.
Sure. No worries. I got it. Lesson learned.
Good luck for the gold, and of course our headline will be that Waleed Ali says Sam Mack looks better in 16x9.
and he's not greedy. Hey, thanks, mate. All the best and good luck.
Thanks very much, guys.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, we put our superstars up on a pedestal sometimes. Mm. And, of course, I'm talking today about the great Matthew Pavlich.
Hey, Pav. Big Pavsky.
Wonderful servant of the Fremantle Football Club. Yep. Great captain, inspirational person now on Channel 9. But even our superstars occasionally need to do a wee-wee.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So Matthew Pavlich is there last night at the State of Origin and quickly need to do a wee, finds his spot at the urinal. Some bloke standing next to him, looks across, of course doesn't look down. You don't do that. That's etiquette. Yeah. It's only the Prime Minister.
Hey, ScoMo.
Scott Morrison.
He's rubbing shoulders with the Prime Minister.
For want of a better term, yeah.
Having a wee.
It's a weird place to run into someone, isn't it?
It is a weird place to, but as someone, and he's tweeted, had a good yarn with our PM while doing a wee tonight at Origin 2. Gotta love Australia.
They'd be in the fancy toilets, wouldn't they? In the fancy
room? They would be, yes. Yeah. But as someone else has said, it is great considering if it was in America, you know, do you think the Secret Service would have let you get that close to the leader?
No way.
So that's not bad. We do like that.
Yeah. It's also an uncomfortable place for convo. I remember years ago, my ex-boyfriend, we went to this film launch preview and his dad was an actor in the film.
Yes.
And it was with Freddy Krueger or with Robert Englund,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so he's like, I can't, well, I'm going to go over and talk to him. And I said, well, it's going to be easy. You've got an in, your dad's in the film, you'll be able to go, hey, you know my dad.
Yeah.
All night he didn't get around to doing it. He kept saying, I want to do it. And then, of course, he comes to me afterwards and he says, oh, my God, I just ran into Robert Englund in the bathroom.
Freddy Krueger in the toilet.
At the urinal.
Man.
And because he'd overthought it too much and then he was like, do I say something, do I not? But at the urinal, he just panicked and looked at him and went, I love your work. And that was it.
That's great,
Freddy Krueger, I love your work. Gee, at the urinal.
You'd think he would ask, how do you do this wearing those gloves with the knives on them?
Probably quite dangerous, isn't it?
It would be, yeah.
Scary scissor hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and we're lucky because we do get to hang out with people who we interviewed and like. But at our old building up in Rockaby Road, I remember going to the toilet one day. I had no idea that a star was in the building. I go into the urinal and as I'm walking in, Sting walks past. And
no
says,
way.
And I go, g'day. And he goes, g'day, mate. Now, Sting's got an unusually amazing singing voice, a very high, quite a high speaking voice.
Right.
And that was the one thing I thought. And the other thing I thought, there's only, I'm glad there's only one urinal in this toilet because otherwise this came to mind. Because you don't want to be standing too close to Sting, do you?
No, you don't. Well, we would love to know who the famous person you've weed next to or perhaps sat in the cubicle next to.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's going to be anyone? How many people would have a story about weeing next to a famous person?
And what your conversation was. Yeah. I mean, did Matthew Pavlich ask the Prime Minister about the economy and the trickle-down effect?
Yeah. Or was he holding his glass and saying, could you hold this for me?
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Along with our friends from Ventura Homes, for a limited time, you'll get 20K worth of extra kitchen appliances when you build with Ventura Homes.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
ScoMo's having a wee at the State of Origin and he's right next to Matthew Pavlich.
I mean, if there was ever any doubt that this is the greatest country on earth.
Yeah.
It's been proven that it is when Matthew Pavlich turns up at the toilet and stands next to our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and they have a wee together.
Well, and he said they had a good yarn.
They had a good yarn.
Can I ask you guys, though? I mean, we're talking about who the famous person is that you've weed next to.
Sure.
133353. How would you know? Like, do you make a conscious effort to look at the person who's next to you, or do you just sort of go in, do your business, and get out? You could have been peeing next to famous people the whole time without realizing.
All about peripheral vision.
It's
amazing what you can see without really looking.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you always see their face because, of course, that's the. Agreed eye level is head level. You don't want to be looking down.
Yeah, sure.
But if it's someone famous, especially like a ScoMo or a movie star, you're so used to seeing that head, then it's quite easily recognisable, I reckon.
Okay. You're
almost like cartoon characters.
And as a lady, you may well have been sitting next to someone famous and you didn't even know it.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of between cubicle talk that goes not unless people have drunk too much.
Unless it's not the full wall and you recognise the shoes.
It's a bit of a solo affair unless the person's been drinking. Girls' bathrooms at a nightclub is a completely different thing.
Yeah, of course. Well, you're fighting for the mirror.
Gee, I learn something every morning.
Get a warm break. G'day, Julie.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
Share a toilet with someone famous, did you?
I did. I was down at Dunsborough at a Paul Kelly concert beforehand and went to the loo, as you do, and I heard this beautiful singing voice coming from one of the cubicles. So my sister and I did our business, and when we were washing our hands, the lady came out, and lo and behold, it was Bic Runga. She's a New Zealand singer. She brought out a hit a few years ago now called Sway.
Yeah,
great song.
This is the one.
You got a great voice too.
Yeah, beautiful.
And she was singing in the toilet stall.
Yes, in the public one, you know, not a private one, because she was the support act.
Well, that's right. So she didn't even have a dressing room. That was it.
No, just warming up.
That was it.
That was her green room.
Yeah, that was fabulous.
The funny thing is, Julie, I have weed in front of Paul Kelly. It's just that I was in the same room as him. We weren't even in a toilet.
You were just nervous.
I love him so much, he made me nervous.
Feeding himself.
Yeah.
Not good.
Thanks, Julie.
Great memory, Julie. Well done.
Bye.
Julie Warnbro joining in right there.
The male urinal is the strangest dynamic ever.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It is weird.
It is very odd, isn't it?
Particularly at huge stadiums when you're, you know, there's like, you know, 1,000 blokes standing up next to each other. It's a very strange place.
I do remember at the back of King's Park, you know, the gigs at King's Park, and the Beach Boys were playing, and going to the toilet and coming out of the toilet at the time was the guy from the Beach Boys, Bruce Johnson, and I went, great show, man. He went, yeah, man. I'm thinking, that's a guy from the 60s.
It certainly is.
Yeah, Ben's on the line. Morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. Ben, have you peed next to someone famous?
Yeah, just in 1994, back in the UK, turned round and it was Liam Gallagher.
Oh, did he want to fight you?
Liverpool kiss.
While you're vulnerable.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a chat, Ben, or did you just ignore each other?
I did ignore. It was only a friend that said, yeah, you didn't even realise who you'd just been to next to the toilet.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No, I didn't even realise.
Yeah, and you got to be careful what you say to Liam and Noel. They're pretty angry at times.
Thanks for your call, Ben.
Good on you, buddy.
Cheers.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Yeah!
Captain Paul.
Monday.
Thank you, mate.
I really thought we were going to get a twisties this morning.
I like that we would leave it up to Captain Paul to surprise us every
Monday,
day.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but nearly every day I look at a so-called study, inverted commas, on the intranet, and the findings of which I go, duh. Did you really need to spend time researching that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is another one of those. Apparently, the bedroom isn't necessarily the best place to have, you know, adult activity.
Relations?
Mm. Yes.
Relations.
Relations. Relations. I mean, one might say your barbecue when it's not flooded could be a...
Even when it is.
A good spot, yes.
Strap on the floaties.
But now, do you have a room that you prefer, Kimber, for that sort of
a
activity?
A room for antics.
A room for antics.
Any room my boyfriend is in.
Yeah, that's good.
But probably in the kitchen.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
Well, I would say, or, yeah, the kitchen.
Glad you didn't mention the toilet. That's good.
Although I shouldn't say that. It makes people uncomfortable when they come over your home.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes. Well, you know, it may not be the most hygienic setting, but it is considered the best room to get up to bedroom antics for its calorie burning benefits.
The kitchen is.
The kitchen.
The kitchen.
Yes,
all right.
Because of all of those different... spaces and workbenches, etc. You can get yourself into good positions to work the core and burn off calories.
Work the core, right?
Oh, how about that?
So if you're looking Incredible. To, you know, reignite the excitement in the relationship and lose some weight,
right?
Get yourself into the kitchen.
And you're always close to snacks.
You're always close to snacks.
No, no one's losing weight there. The kitchen's good because it's opportunistic. It's a situation where you're like, you know, the person who's in the kitchen, your partner is standing in there and they're sedentary. Like, you know, there's an opportunity for me to go, well, while he's standing there flipping that thing.
Yes.
Well, especially if it's not a galley kitchen because there's no escape if it's not a galley.
Yeah. You know, and they're in there for about 20 to 30 minutes at a time if they're preparing a meal. So it's worth staying.
And, of course, the great thing is, from most kitchens, you can see the TV. So get in the kitchen. Just beware of sharp objects.
So many utensils to look out for.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5's Q.
Kids Appeal with Telethon.
Yay!
Come on, WA.
Come on, WA.
Let's do it for the kids.
Kimber, you have a total in front of you. That's where we're up to so far with the Mix 94.5 Kids Appeal with Telethon.
Yeah, this year we are at $86,453, and that is great because all that money goes back into helping sick kids.
Brilliant. That's a good amount of money to kick off with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, we're still going.
Not that early, is it? We're getting some of the stories behind, of course, Telethon. And Cara is a mum of young Hayden who uses the in-home baby intervention service funded by Telethon. Cara, firstly, welcome. And can you tell us a bit of Hayden's story?
Hi, how are you? So after Hayden was born, I noticed that his legs were quite crossed. He wasn't moving as much as a normal baby would. He wasn't reaching out for anything, just so much like little different things that just weren't quite right with him.
Mm.
But ever since we've been with the Ability Centre, their program, IBIS, since then, our life's completely changed. He's a happy little boy. He reaches for toys now. He's doing solids, and he's just completely like the opposite of what he was before.
That's brilliant. And so this is the in-home baby intervention service. And I think I'm right, Cara, in saying that, for example, something like cerebral palsy, you have to wait until a child is 2 years old before they get an official diagnosis. So you can be left with all of that time waiting to get help. But this IBIS comes in and intervenes earlier.
Yes, definitely. And the first day that we had a therapist come around, Hayden just spent this whole time smiling and laughing at her and just, it was amazing. I was nearly in tears.
Wonderful.
And Cara, the thing is that the critical time for babies at that point is then, straight away when they're young and you need those, you know, physiotherapists and speech pathologists, and that's when you need the treatment. And it's pretty hard when they're saying, well, we might have to wait until they're two to get an official diagnosis. And so you've been able to benefit from this program in such a great way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Hayden's only been diagnosed officially with cerebral palsy since February. And yeah, the program is absolutely like, oh, we just love it all. I could talk for the whole day of how brilliant they are.
Yeah, of course, what you're going through, what your family and friends and contacts are going through is definitely far from over. But this must be such a weight off your shoulders with the way that the Kids Appeal and, of course, this service helps you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It just makes me feel so great that I know that Hayden's getting the stuff that he needs.
Well, we hear too that he's a bit of a flirt, so it seems like when the staff go along, you're all probably having a good time and he's trying to charm them.
I can't take him anywhere. Everywhere I take him, it's like, he is so cute. And I always tell people he gets the good looks from me, not his dad.
Hey, well done.
We're so pleased that you're getting this help and that Hayden is blossoming into the little boy that he will be, and that's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
You tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Maybe you've had a rough morning. Maybe this is going to make your day. My day.
Okay.
Maybe I'm overselling it. But, you know, Sam Neill, he loves his animals.
Yes.
We've interviewed him a couple of times. He has a big property filled with them, a menagerie of animals.
Yeah, with his winery, yeah.
Including a large white duck.
Okay.
And Sam Neill has posted a video of himself spending time with his duck sitting by the lake, and the duck is just sort of held in his arms. And this is him talking to the duck.
You're such a pretty duck. You are. Don't let anyone else tell you anything different.
This is how he talks to his duck.
Yeah.
And when the duck hit an icy part on the lake, the duck went for a bit of a swim, hit an icy part, and he was saying, oh dear, you're going to have to turn back here, while he filmed it.
Yep.
And then something magical happened.
Nobody knew you could fly.
Good girl. Charlie hasn't flown for years, as far as I can tell. But two flights in one weekend, I couldn't be more proud.
Wow. He means it.
That's beautiful.
Sam Neill's face was filled with genuine joy over watching a duck fly out of a lake.
Wow.
And that made my day.
That is Sam Neill still using DNA to recreate animals from the Jurassic period as well on
no.
his property?
No. Charlie got eaten by a T-Rex.
It
was a bad ending. And Play School has finally got a new cast member.
Oh, really?
There's a bear in there.
Don't they always have new cast members?
Well, you know, as in like Big Ted, the people who, you know, the proper
right,
the cast,
right,
yeah.
Okay. Right.
For a special Welcome to Country episode for NAIDOC Week, the crew at Play School are going to welcome a new friend to the show, an Indigenous doll named Kaya. And Play School presenter Miranda Tapsell shared a picture with her new mate on Instagram, And Kaya's dress is also designed by Noongar artist Kaya Watt and is symbolic of her people and the Mother Ocean. And the episode is going to be celebrating Indigenous language and culture, and it's airing at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 8th of July on ABC Me.
Okay.
So, new cast member, welcome Kaya.
Great.
And guys, the 61st TV Week Logie Awards are on Sunday.
Yep.
This Sunday, June 30. Nine is going to broadcast all across Australia from 7 p.m. We've got comedy legend Tony Martin returning as the voice of the Logies.
Sure.
The cast of Nine's US TV comedy, Young Sheldon, they'll be making a special appearance. Delta Goodrum's going to do a performance. Guy Sebastian's going to do a performance. Yes. And the American boy band, who the three of us just learnt about a month ago, Why Don't We? Are going to perform their hit single, I Don't Belong in This Club. Why do I pull you close and then ask you for space? Don't you feel contemporary now we know who they are?
Yeah.
Not particularly.
No.
Why don't they?
The 61st TV Week Logie Awards on Sunday from 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah, as you speak on 7, Channel 7's on behind you and Sam Mack is going hard for a gold.
Oh, he wants to campaign. He wants to win.
He's going to be on our show this week.
Is Rebecca Gibney up for anything? It doesn't feel like a Logie's unless Rebecca Gibney's going to win
something.
I don't
think she is. Oh, maybe in the drama department.
Yeah, it's time for her to write another show.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Never mind.
That's your daily juice. Right. Is that it?
Done and dusted. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Be like Captain Paul. Age well. Call Bethany on 131 151 anytime and learn to be a life expert. And now it's time for Captain Paul's Joke of the Day.
Uh-oh. Yeah, two monkeys were getting into the bath and one goes, ooh, ah, 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 ah. And the other one says, well, put some cold in then.
We're going to try and maybe start up a page to Captain Not Doing Jokes. The Big Breakfast Catch-Up for Ventura Homes. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.